This episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Headspace. Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/accidentalcreative for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Herding Tigers, The Motivation Code, and the book we're going to talk about today, which is Louder Than Words. Listen, we are now, I think many of us are in a situation where every day very much feels the same to us. Most of us, if not, the majority of us listening probably work from our living space. We haven't really been going to an office. We haven't been having meetings. Our days aren't very varied in any great degree. We're probably not going out and having a lot of experiences. We're kind of living our life in a manner that kind of starts to feel a little bit like lather, rinse, repeat. And because of that, today I'm going to offer some advice, some insights that I think will help us to instill some rhythm and to punctuate our days a bit. But ironically, the advice I'm going to give today is that you need to have a set of daily practices to help you stay rooted, to help you stay focused, and to help you stay engaged and creative. Ironically, it's the infrastructure, the things that we do repetitively that help us to experience novelty in our thinking, that help us to achieve creative breakthroughs. It's what we tend to do consistently over time that allows for those moments when we need to think divergent to the norm, when we need a creative breakthrough, a creative insight. As Gretchen Rubin so eloquently put it, what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while. And that is very true. So today, I'm going to revisit a practice that I haven't talked about in a while called the dailies. And we're going to talk about why the dailies are so important for us as creative professionals, as those who have to go to work every day. We have to solve problems. We have to make it up as we go. We're going to talk about why having a repetitive, predictable infrastructure is important in helping us produce brilliant creative work. Before we jump into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Headspace. So wouldn't it be great if there was a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, be better? Well, there is. And if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Do you need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I love the fact that I can pop into the Headspace app and I can meditate for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long I have and whatever I feel up for. I can just jump in and I can clear my mind. I can regain my focus and then re-engage with my work. It's like hitting the refresh button on your life. It really is. And it helps you regain that clarity and focus that sometimes is lacking in the chatter and the noise and the busyness of your life. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, over 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. Listen, you deserve to feel happier. Headspace is meditation made simple. So go to headspace.com/accidentalcreative. That's headspace.com/accidentalcreative for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. So head to headspace.com/accidentalcreative today. And we thank Headspace for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, let's dive into the conversation about the dailies. I'm going to read to you a little bit from my book, Louder Than Words, and then offer some commentary as I go along here. So to ensure that you are always in game shape, and to develop your skills and voice daily, it's helpful to establish a set of regular practices that help you sharpen and develop necessary skills. A great example of how ritual and repetition can lead to progress is the structure of life in a monastery. I know it sounds strange, but it works. For centuries, many monks have abided by strict adherence to a set of practices they call dailies. The specific activities vary from situation to situation and monk to monk, but the dailies are comprised of a group of chores, a group of vigils, a group of prayer or meditation times, and sacramental rituals. Regardless of the day, regardless of external circumstances, and regardless of their motivation, the monks will engage in these dailies as an act of devotion to their cause. Now, for many years, I've practiced something very similar in my life, in my work. There is a set number of dailies that I've incorporated into my routine, and at the end of the month, I will check to see how consistently I perform them and whether or not I'm behaving consistently with my objectives. This is a method of deliberate practice. So I created an index card size spreadsheet. Actually, now it's a 5x8 index card. It's much bigger. And I keep it in my notebook. And in the left-hand column, I list my daily rituals. And in the top right column, I put a number for each day of the month. And then I keep the card in my notebook for daily review. And whenever I perform one of the dailies, I check it off for the day. And then at the end of the month, I can look back and I can see how many days I engaged in each daily. And I'm not perfect, of course. I miss days. I actually do different things on the weekend than I do during the week. This is because, on the weekend, I want to engage differently with my life than I do during the week. I have a different set of objectives on the weekend. So my dailies are all related to specific long-term goals that I want to achieve in my life or my work, and they're designed to keep me on track mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. For example, I'm going to give you an example of some of my dailies and how they play out in my life. My personal dailies. And by the way, I break these into personal dailies and business dailies, okay? I read for 60 minutes each day. Every day, this is the first thing I do. If you look at the records of my dailies, you're going to find very few unchecked boxes here. And when there are unchecked boxes, it's typically due to extreme circumstances like sickness or hectic travel. If I'm taking a red eye from, across the country during non-COVID times, I may not get around to my 60 minutes of reading. Although sometimes I'll use audiobooks. I use a tool called Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D. To listen to audiobooks, which is great because it's basically like Netflix for books. And you can listen to as many audiobooks as you want. It's a subscription service, which I love. So sometimes I'll do that. If I'm on a plane, I'll just pop in an audiobook and listen to it. But I do this to sharpen my thinking and to ensure that I have a good sense of what's going on in the world. It's important for me to have dedicated time on a daily basis to filling my well with new thoughts, the perspectives of others, and creative inspiration. So this is a key way in which I immerse myself in mentor works and I hone my creative instincts, right? This is how I commune with great minds, as Stephen Sample from USC called it. So this may or may not be something you want to do, but I think you need to have some daily where you are inspiring yourself every day. I mean, it could be 5 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be 60 minutes like it is for me. It doesn't matter, but you need to have some daily where you're inspiring yourself, where you're filling your well, okay? Second for me, now this is interesting because back then it was different for me when I wrote Louder Than Words. Back then, my daily was write 1,000 words. And you might think that because now I'm more advanced in my career, maybe it's write 2,000 words. Actually, my daily now is write 500 words. So half the amount that I was writing when I wrote Louder Than Words. But I write 500 words every day. This is how I engage in deliberate practice of my craft. A writer writes, and I know that if I want to continue to have ideas, to be able to turn phrases, I need to stay in game shape. And this means that I write at least 500 words a day, regardless of whether I have a big project to keep moving forward or whatever's going on. Now, sometimes these words find their way into my work, and sometimes they're simply exploratory in nature. Sometimes it's just I'm writing in my journal and I just write 500 words of exploratory writing just to kind of keep myself moving forward. It doesn't really matter to me that the point is I'm writing every single day to try out new styles, to develop my new writing skills. So what is the craft that you practice that you need to have a daily every day of implementing, of executing, putting into your life consistently every day so that you're honing your craft, you're exploring, you're taking risks in relatively low risk environments? What does that look like for you? Number three for me is I review my objectives. So I have a list of what I call the big things in the back of my notebook. I keep an index card. I used to keep an index card. Now it's just written into the back of my notebook with big projects and with the main things, the big things for me. So when I review these big things, what I'm doing is resetting my mind. I'm adjusting my mindset so that I am focused on what really matters, not what is, you know, urgent that day, but on what really matters long term. And this has been crucial to me through COVID because, as you can imagine, my entire business model was disrupted. I mean, I spend my time on airplanes and on stages and in front of people and teaching and training and doing workshops and speaking at big conferences. And those things all went away with COVID. And yeah, I'm doing a lot of virtual stuff with teams and I'm training and I'm speaking and all that virtually, but it's just not the same, as you can imagine. And so I've had to remind myself of the long arc of my body of work, right? It's not just about 2020 and 2021. The long arc of my body of work is bending towards something. And so reviewing those main things, the big things every day, has kept me focused on where all of this is headed, not where it is right now. Okay, so I encourage you to do that, to have a list of your big things, of the main things. These are the principles, the values, the objectives, the long-term goals that you have that are not going to change regardless of circumstances, right? So what are those right now for you? And I encourage you to just review them every day. All right, and then the next one for me is exercise. I used to walk 5 miles a day. Now I run every day, but I have a specific regimen that I follow when I do that. I have a specific path that I follow when I do that. I have a specific playlist I listen to. It's good for me just to be out, to be active, to be moving, to recharge my mind. For some of you who are maybe younger, I mean, I'm almost 50. For some of you who are younger, you know, this is going to sound like lightweight running. I used to run a 5K every day, basically, but now I run 2.5 miles to give my knees a little bit of a rest because I am an old man. I am an old man. But this gets my body moving, gets my brain moving, and I always find that I just feel better after I run. I have more creative ideas, more insights. Everything seems to click for me. So what is that for you? How are you going to move your body? It could be walking. It could be, you know, some sort of, Apple Fitness Plus, you know, routine. Whatever you do, do something every day to move your body. That's an important daily. The next one for me is talk with each child. So I strive to have a meaningful conversation with each of our 3 children and with my wife every day. You know, this is an important part of my main thing, my big things that I talked about. And then I try to meditate and pray every day. So I try to take a significant pause each day to interrupt the madness and to cull my thoughts. It's during this time that I space out, I free write. You know, I mentioned Headspace earlier, our sponsor today. It's a great tool to help you do this. Just allow my mind to wander. As I've discussed many times before, it's important that we allow our mind the space to make connections, to just wander and to connect dots. You know, often I find new ideas and new themes during this time that I previously overlooked. So just giving yourself that space to space out can be really, really important. All right. And then I just want to very briefly go over my business dailies. So these are my business dailies. I come up with 3 ideas for content every day. So ideas are the lifeblood of any creative pro. So I try every day to come up with at least 3 new ideas based upon what I'm experiencing that I can share with others. I try to engage in 1 business development activity every single day. So it's easy to let this one slip, but small activities can add up to a lot of business over time. So I try to reach out to a potential client. I follow up on a speaking inquiry. I do something every day that keeps my business moving forward. You know, it could be a call to a client, making an introduction, introducing 2 people, writing a note to a colleague. This small activity helps me to keep momentum moving forward. So it's a part of me refining my vision for my work and engaging and building my platform in a more meaningful manner. So I do 1 business development activity every day. And then I create 1 piece of content. So I try to produce at least 1 piece of content each weekday. Now, some of them never see the light because they're shared privately with clients or in my newsletter, my email newsletter. But the practice keeps me in shape and forces me to use my voice in novel ways. So listen, here's the important thing about the dailies, okay? Regardless of what your dailies entail, and I'm sure they're going to be very different from mine, it's important that you have a set of practices that you come back to and that help you refine your skills and express your voice daily. They keep you moving forward, not just living with the illusion of progress, which is easy to slip into. They help you develop your voice because they force you to continue moving even when you want to stop, right? Remember, it's not what you know that matters. It's what you do. So set your dailies and stick to them. and you'll be better positioned to take advantage of opportunities. And that's what so much of this is about. Opportunities come and go, and if you're not positioned to take advantage of them, they're wasted. They're not going to help you, right? You have to be positioned to take care of opportunity, to take advantage of opportunities when they come. That's the people who succeed are the people who can spot and take advantage of opportunities. So step by step, day by day, over time, you will refine your skills, you will hone your perception, and you will become prepared to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. What are your dailies, friends? Okay? Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time. I'm gonna